bulletin sport en anglais, Marcel Mfoche.
Hello, Chetabile. Good morning and thanks for joining us. Cameroon's flag bearer at the ongoing Paralympic Games in Paris, France, Dasiva Marie Antoinette, will begin her campaign this Friday at 10 a.m. The African champion in para taekwondo will face neutral athlete Elena Savinskaya in the preliminary rounds of the women's K44 under 65 kilograms category. Meanwhile, Chemogne Tokam Gilen, who was Team Cameroon's first athlete to compete, was eliminated from the games yesterday by Leonor Espinoza of Peru in the preliminary rounds of the women's K44 under 49 kilograms category. The 2024 FIFA Under-20 Women's World Cup begins this Saturday in Colombia, with Cameroon set to take on Mexico at 9 p.m. in one of the tournament's opening matches. The Under-20 Lionesses are lodged in Group A alongside Australia, Mexico and the host nation Colombia. In the following report, Ben Collins Nweberewo looks at Cameroon's program in the competition.
After 1 week of acclimatization in Bogota, whose high points were two warm-up games against Venezuela and Millonarios Football Club Femenino, a first division team in Colombia, the Under-20 women's football team of Cameroon are ready for the FIFA World Cup in that category. Coach Hassan Bala and team played a 1-1 draw with Venezuela and beat the Colombian top-tier side 4-2 ahead of their first group game against Mexico this Saturday at 9 p.m., one of the competition's openers. 3 days later, the Under-20 Lionesses will face the host, Colombia, at 2 a.m. before completing their group stage campaign against Australia on the 6th of August, 2024. Cameroon will play all her three group matches at Estadio El Campín in Bogota. After the first stage of the competition, the four best third-placed teams from the six groups will advance to the knockout stage, along with the six group winners and six runners-up. Africa will be represented in that global soccer extravaganza by Morocco, Nigeria, Ghana, and Cameroon.
Many thanks, Ben Collins Nweberewo. Members of the elite from the West region have been invited to a gala and fundraising dinner at Addis Hotel in Chang, aimed at supporting Aiglo Royal of the Menwa as they prepare for the final of the 2024 Cup of Cameroon. The event, which will be presided over by Governor Awa Funka Augustine of the West Region on Saturday, August 31st, 2024, will also feature the unveiling of a brand new bus recently acquired for the club. Karatekas of the Boya Karate Shotokan Club will hold their competition and grade changing ceremony this Saturday, August 31st, at the club's training ground at the Alliance Building in Boya. The ceremony is expected to begin at 8 a.m. and end at midday. According to the head of the Boya Karate Shotokan Club, Master Numbisi Heman Fabrice, a black belt Sith Dan, hundreds of children along with their parents are expected to participate in the event, which is anticipated to be graced by top officials from the region, particularly those from the sports sector. Curtains will be drawn on the 11th edition of a holiday football tournament for the youth of the Mifi division in the West Region, dubbed Festi Sport de Lemejans, this weekend. The closing ceremony this Sunday will begin with a sports walk at 6 a.m., followed by the final match at the Bamenji Municipal Stadium in Bafusam. The event, which will be presided over by the governor of the West Region, Awa Funka Augustine, in the presence of the organizer, Professor Pascal Ngie Kante, Deputy Secretary General at the Prime Minister's Office. And out of the country, DC United's recent signing, Boris Eno Takang, made a great impact on his debut for the club despite being sent off early in the second half of their match against FC Dallas in Major League Soccer. Just 3 weeks after joining from FC Netanya in the Israeli top flight, the Cameroonian defensive midfielder demonstrated his abilities in the 4-3 loss to FC Dallas. Although his debut was marked by a red card following two yellow card offenses, head coach Troy Lesesny expressed satisfaction with Boris's performance.
I think it's a good debut for him outside of the obvious, right? We'd love to have him on for the full match. And I think you saw what he's capable of. He's a very, very dynamic player. I thought he started the game well. First yellow that he receives, I think that one's a little bit questionable. The second one's not. I don't know if that's a straight red or not. It looks like it was. I think we had a covering defender there. But outside of that circumstance, I was happy with Boris.
And that wraps up today's edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News presented by Marcel Mfochie.